How to choose an IRA custodian. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Natalie Morris.
And I'm Clayton Morris.
Yes, he is. And this is the show where we help you gain financial education by teaching you about being an investor. Real estate is our specialty, but we like to talk about all things finance, specifically family finance, so that you can have a buffet of options when it comes to what to do with your money and make the best choices for you. So we are Clayton and Natalie Morris, and today we want to talk about why you might want to consider a self-directed IRA and how you would choose a custodian to help you do just that.
So we're not going to talk about all about the self-directed IRA. We've done a whole video series here, which you've got to check out. We'll have a link to it. You got to check it out. We go through step by step why a self-directed IRA is just a killer way to invest in real estate. But today we wanted to talk about the custodian part of it specifically.
Right.
What in the world is a self-directed IRA custodian?
Okay, so let's assume you know what a self-directed IRA is. There has to be a company now that owns it. So you can't just say, yes, I have a self-directed IRA and I keep the money in a box, right? That doesn't work. The government's going to be like, no, that money is now in your house. I'm going to tax you on it, right? So it has to be in some kind of institution that is approved by the regulatory committees that now holds that money in a tax-protected way. And so a lot of times when someone's got an IRA, they've got a broker, right? Not necessarily a custodian.
Right, because now this is where a lot of people get a little confused. Again, we're not going to go deep into the self-directed account thing, but some people who have like a brokerage firm, like a Fidelity or Charles Schwab or something like that, that is, yes, that is a brokerage firm that can manage and hold your self-directed IRA monies.
Right. They are technically a custodian because they're keeping custody of your money in this tax-protected vehicle, but they also have a brokerage license to sell you things inside of it. So that's why, like, when you go to Scottrade, they want you to buy Scottrade mutual funds or whatever kinds of funds or stocks or whatever, right? Because they make a commission on when you buy and sell inside of that because they are a broker of securities, right?
Right.
So these are two different terms we want you to be able to distinguish between a custodian and a brokerage, right? Because a lot of times you think, well, I have a self-directed IRA. I just choose stocks inside my brokerage. Again, the term that you're thinking of here is brokerage, meaning they're making money on what they buy and sell you. But a brokerage has a limit, a finite limit, right? They can't, most of the time, Fidelity can't help you broker a property.
Right. Now here's the key, right? This is why we love self-directed accounts with a proper custodian outside of a brokerage, okay? You can do it any way you want, but you cannot buy a property inside of a brokerage. Right? You cannot...
For the most part.
For the most part.
Yes, so there have been some court cases that allow you to do that, but it's really expensive. You shouldn't.
Right.
Like, why go to Starbucks and then ask them for a vodka martini? Like, that's not what they do.
So when I was with my Fidelity account, just to give you some context of this, I had a Fidelity brokerage account that managed my 401k, right? And I said, when I was leaving my employer, I said, I want to take that money out of this. And they said, why? And I said, well, I want to move it into a self-directed IRA account with a custodian and buy real estate. And they said, oh, well, you can do that here. Really? So I said, oh, okay, please tell me more. I already knew the answer to this. And what they explained was, well, you can buy a REIT or a real estate investment stock. So you can own stock in a real estate investment fund, which is not owning actual real estate. You're owning a stock in real estate. I said, no, I want to own actual property. I want to have an actual house, physical house that I buy with my self-directed account. They said, oh.
No, yeah, we can't do that.
You can't do that here.
Right.
That's the incentive for moving it away from a brokerage into a custodian.
Now, a custodian is going to, again, keep custody of your money. And they're just going to, they're basically like your bookkeepers. They don't sell you things inside of it. They don't help you go out and find things to buy. They just allow you to do it. Now, we've talked about the rules of things that you can invest in with a self-directed IRA. You just can't buy anything that benefits you right now, like your primary home or a home for your sister or your kids or your mother, right? But you can buy things that are performing assets. You can buy a note, you can buy a property, you can buy all kinds of different kinds of investments. And the custodian then is just going to help you make sure that you make those investments within the rules. So a lot of times you pick a custodian, you say, okay, I'm going to transfer money out of my Scottrade account into this custodian account. Now you have a banking account and a wiring information, right? You do that, it sits there, and then you tell them what you want to do. So let's say you want to buy a property. You say, I've identified a property. Here's the purchase agreement. I'd like it out of this fund. The custodian has specialists there who will look it over and say, okay, this is allowed within the rules. Here is how we're going to do it. And they just sort of walk you through it. They're sort of like a concierge, but they do not broker the sale, right? Is that clear?
Right. So they're not making money off the fees associated with buying and selling stocks or pointing you to certain mutual funds that they're going to be managing for you long term. And every year you can get that sheet and see that, oh, wow, they're making a lot of money off of my money. That's not the way a custodian works. So there are a couple of custodians that we recommend. I think top on our list, one of our favorites is Sense Financial. We'll have a link below here. So if you want to check them out, they do a great job. Also, Advanta IRA. Advanta does a great job. Mm-hmm. Equity Trust is another one that we've used. Mm-hmm. They're not a lot of them. And they're not a lot of them, but they, you know, and I don't know why they're not a lot of them, to be honest with you.
Because I can imagine it's a pretty hard thing to do. Because the rules of an IRA say that you have to have this like arm's distance length away from your investment. So it's kind of tricky. You know, it's not just for anybody who can like use an ATM. It's mm-hmm. a little bit more of an advanced investment strategy. It's one that I really like, but the learning curve is there. I wouldn't say I was really comfortable with it until about 6 months in. So for instance, you know, you get your property tax bill and you're kind of like, oh, a tax bill, I need to pay it. You can't just go to your checkbook and write a check because again, this has to be funneled through your IRA. So you have to have someone there who's willing to help you, who can then help you access that money. So the money's paid out of the IRA. Now, Clayton mentioned they don't make a lot of money on fees. They do charge you fees. But one of the things that I really like about custodians for an IRA is that they're flat fees. It's not sort of like based on how much this stock is trading for or how much the stock inside of a mutual fund is trading for. That stuff gets really expensive. We pay flat fees, annual fees for our IRAs. And then when we make transactions, some of them are free and some of them are not. So that's how you should go about comparing your IRA custodians is what are their annual fees and what do they charge on transactions?
Right. And have a conversation with them. So again, we have links below. They're usually very accessible. Again, Sense Financial, Equity Trust, Advanta. Give them a call. Have a conversation with them and see if they are a fit for you. And what are their fees? How do they communicate? What kind of software do they have? And are you comfortable working with them? And then pick one of those three, I would think. There's more, but yeah. Pick one of those three to go with and you're probably going to be golden.
It's not just as simple as like this one charges $300 a year and then this one charges $400 per year because sometimes they charge you based on the number of assets you have inside of the IRA. Sometimes they'll charge you a percentage of the overall value. So you want to do your homework based on how you think they'll charge you. If you have, let's say, one IRA and it has about $100,000, most likely you're not going to have 10 properties in there unless you went out and found 10 $10,000 properties and then you have left nothing for taxes, right? Don't do that. You wouldn't do that. So then there's one asset in there. So then that wouldn't be all that expensive. So you have to think about what you're going to use it for, how much you're going to keep in there, but also think long term, like that one property could turn into 2, 3, 4 down the road. And then you'll be paying, you know, you may want to renegotiate your fee structure. So this is something, it's not a set it and forget it way to invest, but you wouldn't be this far into a show about this if you're not interested in like doing some of the your own work. So I feel comfortable that you're not a set it and forget it kind of person if you're this far in the show.
And we work with a lot of investors at our company who buy properties on a regular basis with their self-directed accounts. And we have a whole team set up to help you with that as well. So if you're interested in actually picking up a rental property yourself and you want a team that's behind it can actually walk you through that process, go ahead and go to morrisinvest.com and click on the schedule a consultation button. And then just when you're filling out your 8 questions when you're signing up, just select the one that says self-directed or unlock retirement funds, and then we'll take great care of you in that regard. Any other final thoughts on the custodian?
I think we hit the big points. But again, I just want to reemphasize that you should do your homework. You should call a few, compare their prices, and see what works best for you. And make sure you ask, you know, something my mom used to always say, what am I not asking? You know, it's right. A good thing to just like ask at the end. End of your conversation, like, oh, do you charge money to pay the taxes? Do you charge money for incoming wires? That's something that bothered me about one of our custodians is when the rent was being paid into this IRA, they were charging me $15 for incoming wires. So then I had to make the property manager send physical checks, which they didn't normally do. Those kind of things are annoying. So try and think through the process of owning a property and just see if anything comes up.
That's a good point. Because when I was doing a series of interviews recently, radio interviews, I was thinking at the end of it, I said, you know, I'd ask the person, okay, did I miss anything? Is there anything that you think is relevant to the story that we should include here in the story? And you'd always get one little gem.
Yeah.
You know? So ask those questions. Don't be afraid to ask those things. All right. So there you go. That's what's behind a custodian for a self-directed account. Again, you can go down below here in the description, click on the ones we recommend, and you can also book a call with our team. Until next time, everyone, go out there and take action, become a real estate investor. And we believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And one of the best ways to do it is inside of a self-directed IRA. We'll see you next time.